Okay, we're on Daf Hey, Amud Aleph, nearly halfway down, with Rebbe Yochanan, with the Pasuk of Kirabti Aleichem L'Mishpat. Okay, so I'm going to start. Rebbe Yochanan, Kimati L'Haikra, when he gets to the following Pasuk, Bochi, he would cry, the Kirabti Aleichem L'Mishpat, and I brought you close to judgment, V'Hayisi Eid M'Maher, and I was a... This is Hashem speaking. I was a hasty witness for mechshafim, witchcraft, and menafim, and illicit relations with ishvoim moshoker, false shvuas, ba'oishki tzchar sochi. People who were paying the workers on time. End of pasuk. So commentary of an eved, meaning a Jew, shirabo that his master means Hashem, mekarvo laduno, brings him close to, brings him to din, and mamahel haido, and is hasty to testify seemingly against him, yeah? To Connor, Yeshlo, is there a remedy for him? Scary. Okay? That's the end of the statement of Rabbi Yochanan. We're going to comment on this pasuk now. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai says the following. Oy lonu, oy to us, shokol aleinu, that Hashem gave the same weight, yeah? Against him, upon us, against us, akosuf. Yeah, kolos kachamuros. That the kolos over here in this pasuk which we saw, what it says that oishke tschar sochir is basically is a low sase, and it's put in the same category as chamuros, like witchcraft and illicit relations. So Hashem seems to be giving a large weight to something that's kal. Amar Reish Lakish says Reish Lakish. Still, we're still in that pasuk. This is the hemshich of the pasuk now. Yeah, it says, "Kol." Well, we'll see. He's going to quote it. "Kol hamate dino shel ger." Anybody who perverts the judgment of a ger, ki'ilu mate, ki'ilu is like as if he's perverting dino shel malo, the din of above the heavenly court or Hashem maybe. Shenema, this is in the following pasuk. It says, "Mate ger." When you read it, it says mate. It sounds like mate again is to pervert the judgment of a ger. But if you would look at the word without the nukudot, you would read it ummati. Right? And mati means, yeah, basically he perverts me. Yeah, mati perverts me. So it's Hashem's judgment. See? Okay. Ama Rabbi Chanina says Rabbi Chanina bar Papa. Now. This is also one that the Hemshech of the Pasuk over here will see. Kol ha'oisa dava umischaret bo. Any person who does something and he regrets what he did. Moichen lo'i miyad, the people are going to, he's going to be forgiven immediately, shenema, from the end of the Pasuk. V'lo'i yure uni. And they did not fear me. Meaning, says the Gemara, ha yure uni, if they did fear me, Moichen lahem miyad, he would forgive them immediately, because it's matched with the whole thing, the negative things that happened over here, is because they didn't fear Hashem, and and that's why there was judgment. But if they would have feared Hashem, then there wouldn't be this judgment. He would get forgiven. The question is, if he could be forgiven on such chama averas over here. Tosfos seems to say it's on schar sochir, which is just a laugh. But maybe on the other ones you need a little bit more kapara, or maybe it's a partial kapara. But anyway, there's mechila. If a person would fear Hashem and regret it, he would get mechila. Next point. Next Rabbi Yochanan. Ki mati lahaikra. When we get to the following pasuk, Bochi would cry. Ki es. This is the last pasuk in Kohelis over here. Okay. Ki es kol maasei. What's that? No, we just repeat the other. That one. It's the last, right? Okay. As kol ma'as, every deed, yeah, ha'elokim, Hashem, yavi b'mishpat, will bring in mishpat, al kol ne'elam, on all things that are hidden. The person carries on, we're going to dorish that but we're going to focus on this, right? That al kol ne'elam means it was hidden, yeah, which was understood in as a shogeg, right? So even if somebody does something with shogeg, someone comment on this, yeah? Eved shirabo yishoyka lo yishkagos kizodoynos. And Eved, that his master basically gives the same weight to things that are done b'shogeg as they were done kemezid. To Kona Yeshlo, is there a remedy for him that we're going to get judged, it seems like, with a full judgment, even on a shogeg? Ask the Gemara, yeah? My alkol ne'alam. When it says in the pasuk, alkol ne'alam. So it sounds like Call sometimes, I think it means over here, means like any, or means on all things, or means even, basically even the small show gigs people are going to have be judged on. So what is that? So Amar Rav, says Rav, Zeh ha-hoireg kina bifnei chaveiroi. This is the person who squats a mosquito in front of his friend, in his friend, the nimaspa, and his friend...
A lice,
thank you, okay. A lice in front of his son, thank you. And his friend is disgusted by it. And I suppose there's judgment for that. He didn't think it would bother his friend, but he did. Shmuel says the following. Zeha rock, somebody who spits in front of his friend. Venimas, and he gets disgusted by it. So a person's going to be held even for such things, even though he didn't mean it. There's judgment. Now, ask, this is the Hemshek Leposuk. Yeah, my im tov im ra. What does it mean, whether it's good or whether it's bad? It sounds like there's even judgment on the good. Whether it's good or whether it's bad, there's going to be judgment. So why is someone getting judged on something he did good? Yeah, so answers the Gemara. Amar de Rebbe Yanai. Zeh hanoisin tzedakah le'oni before hesia. He gives charity to an oni. He says, everyone look at me, I'm giving to the oni. Yeah, I'm good. Well, Kihai de Rebbe Yanai. When Rebbe Yanai, not what he Chazi saw Lahal Gavra, that guy, to call Yoid Zuza Laoni, that he was giving money to an oni before Hestia in public. And Amalei, he commented to the giver, Amalei Mutav de Loit Yehovis Lei. It would be better if you had given it to him. Mihash, from now, do you have it, Lei, that you gave it to him at Bekas Pate? And you embarrassed him. Now, another explanation. There's judgment even on the good. To be Rebbe Shila Omri, the house of Rebbe Shila is plural. Said Zeh Hanoisein Tzedaka. This is someone who gives Tzedaka Leisha Besesa when no one else is looking. We mean in an enclosed place. Yeah, to come Maisi La Lachashta. People will be suspicious. Like, why were those men or that man going into a house? And there's going to be negative for the for. So now, a third pshat of Rabbi Omar, Zeh HaMeshageh L'Ishto, that somebody who sends to his wife, Bosa, meat, She'enu M'chutach, that it's not been chopped up, but he sends a whole leg of a cow, but every Shabbos, on an Erev Shabbos, when there's a short amount of time, it's in the winter, yeah, and the problem is, yeah, that you've got to, in the olden days, you know, it wasn't all prefixed, you had to like, take certain osso bits out of it, maybe veins or nico fat, certain issa fats, and you had to take those out. And it was a laborious thing. We're worried that the person who's stressed out is not going to be able to do it correctly. So don't do that. Ah, it's the Gemara. Oh, Rava Mishaga. Rava would send to his wife. He doesn't sound so consistent, you know. Did not preach. Okay, so answer the Gemara. Shani Basarab Chista. That Basarab Chista was the wife of Rava. The Kim Lei Bagaba, that he knew in her, the Bakia, that she was excellent at it, and I suppose she could do it quickly, and therefore he wasn't concerned that she wouldn't do it correctly. Now, next, okay, yeah. So next posuk. This is the last posuk of Rabbi Yochanan, number 5 over here, crying in this posuk. Rabbi Yochanan ki moti lahaikra bochi. When Rabbi Yochanan will get to the following posuk, he will cry. Vahaya ki simse ena oisoi raois rabois v'torois. So this is Parshas Vayelech. When they will, well, we're going to trend right. Basically, let's go with the Gemara with this actually. So Eved, an Eved should rabo mamtzi that his master is bringing. So that simse ena that brings upon him loi raois bad things and sorrows. We're going to explain what sorrows means. Tikkun yeshlo, is there a remedy for him? So basically, Hashem is bringing negative things on a person. What's his remedy? So ask the Gemara, my ro'is v'toros. What does it mean? What is ro'is v'toros? Yeah, so answers the Gemara, Amar Rav ro'is. Ro'is are, we understand what those are bad things. Shana'asos toros, amaze toros zu luzu. Toros, Rashi understands, means things, toros are things that come together, like it's a co-wife. So two things that come together, basically there's evil things that come together, compounded one after the other, yeah. For like the example, Kagoin, Zibura, a hornet, the akrova, and a scorpion, and he gets stung by one and stung by the other. And the problem is over here is the remedy for one is basically is detrimental for the other. Meaning we know apparently that if you get stung by a hornet, yeah, you're supposed to go jump in a cold mikveh. Yeah, and if you get stung by a scorpion, you're supposed to jump in the hot mikveh. Right. So now we got stung by both. So basically stuck. Yeah, you can't go. Maybe the medium mikveh. I don't know. I don't know if it's gonna work. But you know what I mean? So that's a problem. So he's put in such a situation. So that's that. Okay, that's now the next bit of Gemara over here. We're going to go with Rashi over here and Shmuel. Shmuel, yeah, Rashi learned Shmuel is now going back onto the end of the last pocket possible quell. It's Bein Tov and Bein Ra, that he gets punished even for something that is good. Yeah, and okay, Shmuel Amar Zeh Mamtzi Loi Mois LaOni B'Shas Doich Koi. Yeah, somebody who gives money to an oni, yeah, when he's strapped for cash, yeah. This is not a good time. There's better times to give it to him.
The
Oni. Yeah, the Oni strapped for cash. So, I'm a Rava. So, yeah, it says Rava.
What's bad about
it? You'll see. We're going to explain. Yeah, yeah. It's a bit difficult to... Whatever. So, I'm a Rava. This is what people say. Yeah. People... This is like... People know this is a statement, yeah?
Yeah.
Zuza la'alala lo shchicha. When there's money, la'olah means for produce in Aramaic, yeah, is lo shchicha. Is not, there's not, basically, you don't get money when there's a lot of produce around, right? Last week in Yeish, there was a, you know, buy two and get one free. They're trying to encourage people to buy, you know, to get the credit card, whatever. You can save like 100 shekels, you know, there's a big savings over there, you know. So the oni wants to get the money, so he needs money that week, right? Last week he needed money, but everyone's, you know, doing it themselves, whatever. So no one's lending him money. But this week, yeah, you go to Yeish, it's empty now. You can't get anything over there. So, and then Letzlisa Shchiach. But when the Shas of Doicha, when the prices are up, or when it's Rashi understands Letzlisa, the translation over here is hanging food. Hanging food is synonymous, basically, with people got. I don't know if you know about this. People don't like to hang bread and stuff. It's supposed to be bad for poverty or whatever. There's a certain Indian over there, so this is kind of related, synonymous to poverty. So when I suppose when the prices are up like this week, yeah, no one wants to lend the oni money, so basically it's stuck. Basically when he needs the really money so they can maximize it, then he doesn't get it. But when he, you know, when this week it's not good, he can't do it. Yeah, he can't do it, right?
That's what he gets.
Yeah, that's what he gets.
The money only when he's really stressed.
Yes.
Not before.
Yes, thank you. Okay. I think we're going to probably stop here because it's a new... yeah, we're going to stop here. Sure.